Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Now here's an interesting meme. Congratulations, Democrats. You have managed to bring back the 1918 pandemic, the 1929 Great Depression, and the 1960s race riots all at the same time. I remember how they howled when Tim Tebow took a knee to pray. Now they want to take a knee to what? To pay? To pay for past sins? To pay for slavery? What's this really about? I also remember Ruby Ridge, you know, in Waco, and a government far less tolerant of armed protesters than we see of late. What does it mean, all these videos popping up of black-on-black and black-on-white assaults? A black man slamming a skateboard into the face of a black lady while his black friends mock and laugh and make a joke of it? While filming it? Really? And black thugs attacking old white folks, you know, one guy walking along the sidewalk slaps a 90-year-old woman to the sidewalk and just leaves her laying there. And another black thug attacks an old white guy, barely able to walk, in the aisle of a grocery store and beat him unconscious. What is this about? You're going to find out today. More American corporations taking sides in the culture war. Chick-fil-A decides to kneel. Popular Mechanics presents an article explaining how best to tear down a statue. That sounds real smart. T-Mobile is boycotting Tucker Carlson for his stand on BLM. Well, that tells me where I stand with T-Mobile and Chick-fil-A and Popular Mechanics. What is the answer? Kneel to angry black men and women or kneel to Jesus? Trump wants to resume his rallies. Fauci warns COVID-19 cases will increase. Well, of course they will, the way these guys count them. Over 1 million sign up for his rally. Newsom orders all Californians to wear masks. Oh no, we're going to all die from COVID unless we wear a mask. The masks do nothing for you to protect you from COVID. They protect you from someone spitting on you. But anyway, Seattle's mayor changes her tune when protesters attack her house. Portland's mayor starts whistling Law and Order when the protesters gather in his street. Who knows? Perhaps there is hope for these folks. You know, you've heard the saying, haven't you? A conservative is a liberal who has been mugged. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Are you feeling overwhelmed? I know. You talk about that scripture that says the enemy comes in like a flood. But the reason I can maintain my cheer is because I know that when that happens, God raises a standard against that enemy. I remember how they howled when Tim Tebow took a knee to pray. Now they want to take a knee to pay for past sins, to pay for slavery. Chick-fil-A CEO takes a knee to shine the shoes of a Christian rapper and business owner. Well, so what? Jesus, took a knee to wash the feet of his disciples, didn't he? But the reason Chick-fil-A knelt before this Christian rapper to shine his shoes, there in church and everything, was to express shame over racism. Oh, well, I don't think Jesus was expressing shame over racism. Because, you know, Jesus died for all mankind. He had this idea that every soul mattered. Sad to discover that Dan Cathy, CEO of Chick-fil-A, has been racist all along. I didn't know that. And he feels guilty about it. And I guess he imagines that shining the shoes of a black brother in Christ, you know, will atone for racism in America. I've never heard anything so blasphemous coming from anybody who calls himself a Christian. First, friend, the only act powerful enough to atone for sin was the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Yo, Denny, shining shoes does not atonement make. And this goes to the heart of what's really wrong about all of this, as you shall see. Dan Cathy is not called upon to atone for anything. He's a self-appointed, totally self-righteous Christian who thinks bowing down to political correctness will appease. You appease evil and sin. So what is Kathy bowing to anyway? What does his act of self-humiliation really do about the problem he's supposedly trying to address? Well, actually, it does do one thing. It empowers the Black Lives Matter movement, if that's what he wants to do. It justifies what Antifa and BLM are doing right now in this country. Does quite literally strengthen evil and weaken righteousness. I mean real righteousness. The righteousness that focuses on the execution of judgment to restore justice on behalf of anyone that is victimized by injustice. Now that's a gesture that means something and that actually does something. Kneeling to shine someone's shoes, especially in the current environment, responding to the pressure of threats and intimidation, well, that only justifies what BLM and Antifa are doing. It amounts to bowing down to violence that's being used by Antifa and BLM. So in what way exactly will Kathy and Christian rapper Lecrae atone for racism by a black man allowing a white man to shine his shoes? Black people who feel themselves to be victims of white racism are helped by this? In exactly what way? Please tell me, in what way is justice served by this ridiculous showcasing of, I don't even know what to call this. Are Kathy and Lecrae buying into the idea that reversing roles actually balances the scales of justice? Is justice served when what happened to black people during antebellum finally happens to white people after it? And antebellum in this case, I'm using it to refer to what occurred before the Civil War. Is it justice to require all Japanese people today to pay all Americans today reparations for Pearl Harbor? Will that satisfy justice? Look, let's see. Slavery was first legalized in America in a 1600s case involving an indentured servant whose time for release had come, but the owner of that man's contract was angry because he felt the indentured servant had not fulfilled his contract. So he took this fellow to court and argued that because this indentured servant, by the way, an indentured servant was someone, or is someone actually, who contracts to serve another for a specified period of time and for a specified wage or other benefit. And anyway, the court ruled in favor of the plaintiff and ordered the indentured servant to serve under the owner of this contract for the rest of his life. In that ruling, the person who owned the contract for indentured servant actually became owner of the servant. And that's your first case of legalized slavery in which a court in these colonies awarded legal possession to another of a man. And guess what? Well, you already guessed it. It was a black man named Anthony Johnson who filed this suit against his black indentured servant named John Kaser and was awarded the ruling by, I understand, a black judge. And this was in 1654, 1655. What? Now, how are we going to get justice for that? Will we have to find a white man who will file a suit against a white employee, let's say, and get a white judge to award that white fellow the right to own that white man for life? I mean, is that justice? And what about the black village chiefs in Africa and other countries who rounded up blacks from other tribes to sell them to white slave traders? How do we get justice for that? How do we reverse roles on this? So let's have black slave traders buy white slaves from white men who kidnapped other white people to sell them. How exactly does that make for justice? Those black sex slave traders who are selling white women to be sex slaves, where are they balancing the scales of justice? Is that what justice looks like? Is it justice for someone to have happened to them what they did to someone else? Justice would be an act whereby righteousness is reestablished, not an act whereby injustice is repeated over and over and over. Justice is served when judgment occurs that corrects the injustice, not when the injustice is simply turned onto the perpetrator and just do another act of injustice. You understand what I'm saying? If justice is nothing more than doing to someone else what they did to you, then, well, evil wins, because now we just have an endless cycle of injustice. One injustice begets another injustice begets another injustice. One guy does an injustice upon another, so that person does an injustice on them. And all we've done is increase injustice. If judgment, however, is used to correct injustice, if the person is made to make, say, restitution for something he or she did and then restore what was taken, well, that can be justice. So Is that what reparations are all about? Well, no, because now we have another problem. If I exact restitution from someone who never committed the injustice, well, then the exaction of that restitution is an act of injustice. That restitution cannot satisfy justice because it is itself an act of injustice. So once again, injustice cannot be satisfied with more injustice. It's something else that's going on here. But justice, it's not. So what is it? My friend, what you see going on is something called vengeance. Vengeance is satisfied by venting anger in punishment upon someone. It's revenge, revenge. That's pouring out on another anger provoked in them by a violation or a perceived violation of their person or property, or pouring out upon another the anger that is felt from an insult or an injury, and once again, perceived or real. Essentially, vengeance is about making someone else feel bad because they made you feel bad. Ostensibly, the persons you seek to avenge your anger on are those who inflicted that anger. Now, let me give you an example of this. God has watched as wicked men and women have shed the blood of his servants, all the way since the first was killed by Cain, his servant Abel. And the day will come when God will have had enough and he's going to pour out his vengeance. You see that in Revelation 16:3-7. Quote, "And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments," end quote. Now, friend, I think we might legitimately assume that not every living soul afflicted by this judgment personally engaged in the killing of God's saints and prophets. Many of them assented to it, no doubt. Many perhaps even passively approved of it. And perhaps, as Ezekiel warned us, they did not lift up their voice against it. And so this general outpouring of wrath from God upon mankind at this time in history may be assumed to be warranted. At least the angels testified to the righteousness of this act. But this was not an act of justice. Surprise you? No. This was an act of vengeance. You see, these children of disobedience, these who oppose God and his rule on the earth, are a party to the shedding of the blood of God's saints and prophets. So God gave them all blood to drink. And of course, God cannot be accused of committing an act of injustice. He is God, after all. But what I am saying is that God pours out his vengeance upon the ungodly. And this wrath that he has carried all these millennia and built up one day will be let go. All the provocation of wicked men has been, as the Bible puts it, treasured up against the day of wrath. It's just been building up, see? And one day, God's just going to let it fall in the outpouring of his wrath. And this will not be an act of justice. God dealt with justice on the cross. I probably won't have time to get into that, but I'll touch on it Sunday night. But this will be an act of divine vengeance. And friend, this is the reason God strictly forbids us to take vengeance into our own hands. Romans 12:19, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Now the context speaks of acting in wrath against another for any insult or injury that provokes us. We are not to avenge ourselves. And the reason is this, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord God." And the wisdom of that is that we cannot execute vengeance justly. Look at what these people are doing. It's vengeance, friend. It's not justice. They're angry at past or present injustices. And what we see happening from Antifa and Black Lives Matter is testimony to the fact that men, apart from the law, cannot execute vengeance without committing injustice. I have to close this segment, and really, I feel like I just got to the point, so maybe I'll take this up some more later, but vengeance cannot be executed by men without injustice being the result, because we don't know everything like God does. We must seek justice and not vengeance. Leave vengeance to God. Vengeance is destructive, even when God lays it down. And when man tries to execute vengeance, it invariably leads to multiple acts of injustice. And you see testimony to that right now. Do I need to recount what has been happening in Seattle, in Portland, Atlanta? The one exacting their personal anger and hatred against real and imagined injustices are actually the ones destroying their own property, the property of those who are their brothers. They are raging and foaming out their hatred, committing injustices against their own people, and they're destroying themselves. Leave vengeance to God, and let us take steps to satisfy justice and not attempt to satiate the hatred of evil people.
I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I remember how the liberals howled and scoffed and ridiculed and railed against Tim Tebow because he took a knee to honor Jesus on the football field. But they seem to have a different opinion about kneeling to protest America. Actually, to make a statement that all whites are racist, because that's what they're doing. Which is, of course, the epitome of racism. But we don't think about that, right? Because black people were treated unjustly, all whites must be regarded as racist, eh? And the liberals have done such a good job of fomenting this anger, this hatred among some black communities that, well, they feel justified to walk along the street and knock an old 90-year-old white lady down to the ground unconscious. Yeah, real big tough guy, huh? And this has been pumped into the thinking of certain black communities, not all, of course, but some, so thoroughly that some of these black thugs think they are justified to attack an old white guy literally shuffling along an aisle in a grocery store and then beat him unconscious, leaving him laying there in the aisle. You do know that the liberal students of Lucifer worshiping Alinsky have targeted these young black Americans and pumped them so full of blind rage and hatred. They are attacking their own, or those too weak to defend themselves. I watched a video recently of a black kid holding his skateboard, talking to a young black lady. And this was being filmed by a group of his black friends. So this kid takes his skateboard and slams it into the face of this young girl. I mean, smashed right in the face. The gang videoing this, they're yucking it up. They're laughing about this. They thought it was funny, I guess. I wonder if this was staged. It was so surreal. But I could tell you what I know is not staged, and that is the hundreds of black business owners whose businesses have been burned down, whose stores have been looted, who have been brutalized by Black Lives Matters and Antifa, who are supposedly protesting against this kind of behavior, devaluing the lives of black people. You see, the problem with movements like Black Lives Matter is that to them, no lives matter. Black lives don't matter to them. White lives don't matter to them. Life does not matter to them. They want political power to take over our country and loot it for their own profit. Yeah, Black Lives Matter co-founder demands whites give up their homes to blacks. Says white people do not have the right to pass their homes to their own children. They must deed them to blacks. Three of Saul Alinsky's ideological grandchildren, organizers like Obama, founded Black Lives Matter. And they're calling for defunding the police. Actually, they called for that quite a long time ago. You just didn't hear much about it. They're the ones calling for the abolition of all immigration laws interfering with illegals. They want to legalize the sex trade, prostitution and all that. They want to confiscate the land of farmers and redistribute it. They want to destroy the nuclear family as we know it. They're demanding every black person in America receive a livable wage for life. Not just anybody that might have a claim to being a descendant of a slave, but every black person in the country. That's the BLM movement. And that movement has adopted the Antifa as the militant arm of Black Lives Matter. And they've joined together to launch an insurrection against America, well-timed coming into this election. The fact is, however, the Black Lives Matter have been militant really from the beginning, but their co-conspirators in the mainstream media have hidden that from the public. In one of their early marches, they were chanting, "Pigs in a blanket fry like bacon." In other words, let's burn the cops. Let's set them on fire. And that is what they're doing today. They are firebombing squad cars. Two Black Lives Matter lawyers were recently arrested, caught handing out Molotov cocktails and other things to create mayhem and encouraging Black Lives Matter rioters to join them in firebombing police cars. They were arrested for actually firebombing such a car. And liberals, listen, liberty does not matter to liberals. They crave power. That's it. The Black Lives Matter movement has gained political power, and they want to use that political power to get rid of Trump, to bring Christians to bow down to the spirit of tyranny.
The proof is plain to see, my friend, because I also remember Ruby Ridge and Waco and a government under Democratic control that was far less tolerant of armed protesters then. What happened to the liberals' morbid fear of AR-15s? I understand the leader of CHAZ, or CHOP, in Seattle, Raz Simone, has been seen on video passing out AR-15s, and to some minors, no less. If this was Waco, if this was Ruby Ridge, ha, come on. If this was white guys, this would have been over in hours. Not that Christians would pull something like this, but take note. If this was a group that hoisted a Christian flag over an area and called it Christian Zone, or and passed out AR-15s to protect their occupied territory, man, the takes would be rolling, baby. FBI and ATF, National Guard, tear gas canisters would be covering the area in a haze. SWAT would be moving in. Good night, there'd be black helicopters swarming that area with SWAT rappelling down into the hot zone. It would be over within, count them, it would be over within, I'll give it 2 hours at the most. Because they would first be barking some orders to stand down, to come out with your hands up and so on with loudspeakers for at least 2 or 3 minutes, and then they would move it. CNN would be there talking about the radical white supremacist Christian insurrection, and the fact is this whole thing is bogus. It is an orchestrated terrorist attack on America. It is an insurrection. Trump must step into this and do something very soon. But why doesn't he? Well, the problem is he knows exactly what this really is. It's political posturing and maneuvering. They're doing everything in their power to provoke Trump into coming in with a great show of force so they can get it all on film and use that to defeat him in November. I wonder if those people joining the BLM Antifa movement really understand what the liberals have planned for them. I'm telling you, folks, these wicked people, they're setting these kids up to be what they used to call cannon fodder for their wars, to take over the White House in November. This COVID nonsense, we know this is fake. Not the disease, but their trumped up fear. The COVID thing was never going to be the Godzilla of all viruses they made it out to be. And it hasn't become that. The MSM hyped fake news, and we all got taken in. All of us. 99% of everyone who gets this virus survives it, and that's without a vaccine. You've been lied to. We've been duped. Masks don't protect you from anything other than someone spitting on you. The virus is not floating around in the air. Lies, lies, lies. I'm telling you, it's about provoking anger. It's about kowtowing you to their control with fear. It's about an insurrection against America. We are at war, and the enemy is the liberals who want to transform America into a socialist dictatorship where they can take over your lives and your livelihood. So what is Trump to do? I'll tell you what. The president's instincts really serve him well. He's focusing on what really needs to be done here, and that's getting him reelected. That's what needs to happen. We need to get him reelected. It's the most important thing right now to the survival of liberty in our country. Nothing is going to save us from these wicked people. Nothing. They will destroy our liberties. They will turn the power of government sword against the righteous. They will turn America into China too. They will take our liberties and our freedoms away from us. The Supreme Court is cowering to the mob. That's what's going on in these late rulings. They've been threatened and they're cowering. Some of them are, like Roberts is a coward. The police are cowering. The leadership among the police, they're afraid and they're retreating. And the leadership is throwing the street officers under the so-called bus. And the police are leaving in droves. And they're going to head out of the major cities. There's going to be a retreat here to smaller, more conservative enclaves in this country where they'll mass. And friend, we're getting polarized to the point where sides are being taken. This is going to be an all-out civil war unless something happens now. And that's what Pelosi wants. That's what Newsom wants. That's what Kate Brown wants. That's what Inslee wants. What else can I think? The Antifa BLM protesters, you know, we need to support them. It's okay for them to take over 7 city blocks in Seattle and to set up barriers. Oh, they're just protesting, good little boys and girls, and demand people to show their papers to enter and then guard their borders with armed guards patrolling their occupied territory with the AR-15 and demand the businesses within their usurped territory to pay them or be destroyed. Oh, that's just fine. But then let the mayor of Seattle have her home touched by these vandals? Oh, well, now they're domestic terrorists. Let the vandals gather in the street where Portland's mayor lives, and now he comes out and says he does not approve of what's going on in Seattle, and he's not going to let that happen there in his place. Where was he last week? Safe at home, that's where, right? Barriered in his little enclave there where he's protected. Nothing is more sickening than these selfish, self-righteous little wimps willing to let their neighbors' houses burn, willing to let their neighbors' businesses be destroyed, willing to leave their own police hanging and taking the blame. But let one of these thugs touch their house or gather on their street? Oh, now all of a sudden, these are domestic terrorists. These are thugs. These are bad people. Wicked, wicked and ungodly leaders. Those leaders should be taken and dumped into the nearest trash can. Better, you know what would be better? They should be dropped into the middle of the protesters' little zones there that they love so much. They should be delivered over to them. They should be made to live within the CHOP or the CHAZ or whatever. The dirty, wicked, evil little secret is this. Are you ready for it? Can you handle this? So long as these protesters, so-called these insurrectionists really are destroying black communities and destroying black lives. Well, these white liberals are perfectly content to support them. But let these nasty little rebels touch one of their little white neighborhoods, and then you'll see something will be done about it quick. Yeah, the Black Lives Matter movement and the Antifa movement needs to understand the rules. Hey, destroy black communities, destroy black businesses. Yeah, and we'll give you the police too. You can attack them, but don't you dare come into my little lily white neighborhood. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The Democrats back in the days of the fight for civil rights, when Republicans were fighting for civil rights, the Democrats were fighting against them. The Democrats protested then too. They burned down historic black churches. And today, the white liberal Democrats smile and kneel and wear their scars while Black Lives Matter and Antifa do their dirty work for them and burn down the historic churches. Back then, the Democrats wore masks to hide their identity. It was a white hood, remember? KKK? And they burned crosses on lawns and churchyards and burned the homes of black families and so on. And today, they have Black Lives Matter and Antifa to do their dirty work for them, who, behind their masks, attack blacks, burn their homes, burn their businesses, hiding their identity behind a mask. Then the KKK burned black-owned businesses. Today, white liberals tip their glasses and wear their scarves and give lip service to the plight of blacks while they encourage Black Lives Matter and Antifa to destroy black-owned businesses for them. This needs to be turned around on these wicked people. You watch what happens if you attack the white liberals. Oh, they're fine so long as you're killing one another. Look at Chicago. Go ahead and kill each other. Just try to bring that out into the liberal white communities, and then they're going to turn on you so fast you won't know what happened. You think these black thugs are your friends, that they are representing your interests? They're burning down your businesses. They're the ones doing the bidding of the wicked, corrupt, racist Democrat Party. They're the ones who are owned and bought by the white masses like Soros and doing the bidding of generational racists like Pelosi and company, removing monuments to slavery. Yeah, Democrat Party members, every one of them. Democrats, that's right. All these pictures she's taking, they're all Democrats. Do you really believe that lily white demagogue has anything but disdain and scorn for you? Well, ask her to give you her house. Now, demand it. Yeah, gather at her outside her mansion and demand she turn her house over to you. Right, see what happens then. Demand she turn over her wealth to you. You demand it. Go ahead. Torch one of her expensive cars or put some graffiti on her fenced-in mansion. Or, well, you know what'll happen, don't you? You'd be perched on a jail cell bench before you could say, Jim Crow, wake up. Anyway, I gotta go. All that you see going on is a reason to vote for Trump, my friends. Get my book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Get it today. Go to godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.